27th Summer Olympic Games are over. After 16 days of competition, the Sydney Olympics wrapped up today with a closing ceremony that featured a little pomp and a healthy dose of Australian humor. NPR's Tom Goldman has been covering the Olympics for us, and he joins us now. Morning, Tom.
Good morning, Frank.
So tell us a little bit about this ceremony. Quite an event, huh?
Yeah, they have this thing in Australia called the tall poppy syndrome. Basically, if you get too tall or ostentatious, like a closing ceremony tends to get, they'll cut you down to size. So that's kind of what they did, at least from the very beginning of this thing. The first act, definitely don't miss the first act of this thing. It's called the Lawnmower Man, and there's this guy on a motorized lawnmower who drives across the field, scattering the marching band, chasing children, running over TV cables. The whole idea is he's interrupting this speech that's supposed to go on. But they restore order, and there actually are a few speeches. But then stay tuned for the end, of course, because the much-anticipated parade of drag queens will take place. And as I understand, the drag queen is as important a symbol in Australia as a kangaroo and the boomerang.
Well, maybe we can get these guys to stage our presidential debates, huh?
Sounds good.
Is this all a celebration to irreverence?
No. As I said, there were big production moments. The biggest one was at the moment the flame in the cauldron was extinguished, this Australian Air Force jet roared over the stadium, shook the whole area, and the afterburner in the jet lit up the sky with a plume of flame. And the symbolism of this was the plane carrying the Olympic flame away into the night sky. And then the big bang, this 20-minute fireworks display that lit up all of Sydney Harbour from the stadium to the famous Harbour Bridge. And they have these five Olympic rings on the bridge, and they all exploded in fireworks, so they had a real big send-off.
All right, so the pyrotechnics are glorious, but did the competition match up?
Well, somewhat. The last weekend of the Olympics, you really get the sense that things are winding down. I'm sure the athletes who are competing don't feel that, but watching it all, you do. You had the U.S. winning gold medals in both men's and women's basketball. Easier for the women. The men struggled late against the mighty French team, as they did against
the Lithuanians.
Lithuanians, yeah, actually the Lithuanians played them very tight. And the hopeful sign for all of those who have been bored silly by Olympic basketball since NBA players came in is that the world seems to be catching up to the U.S. You had an exciting men's soccer final with Cameroon winning in penalty kicks over Spain. And the best part of that was the celebration afterwards. The last Cameroon player to kick in the winning penalty kick, he ran away. He ran off the field. And everyone's trying to grab him so they can hug him. But he's running away. He runs on onto the track, across the field, over to some fans. Finally, the rest of the team caught up with him and mobbed him. And the last thing I should mention is, of course, Marion Jones. We can't not mention her. She finished her run through the games, literally, with a brilliant performance in the 4x400-meter relay. And that's not her distance. She's a 100- and 200-meter runner. She's so talented. She took the baton in second place. She had ran the third leg. And by the time she passed off, the Americans were about 15 meters ahead. So really, if it weren't for 3 inches in the long jump that she came up short and some sloppy handoffs in the 4x100-meter relay, she would have her 5 golds like she said she was going to get.
And she provided one of the more gracious moments from among the American athletes that in some cases provided some fairly sad episodes in terms of sportsmanship. She provided a gracious moment, I think, by not having won the five gold medals, but saying, well, that's okay. She competed and it was a good Olympics for her.
Yeah, she was wonderful. I was going to say there was no more pressure on any athlete. There was Kathy Freeman, the 400-meter runner for Australia. But all the hype and the expectation for Marion Jones, and you're right, in every interview that I did and that other members of the NPR crew did that involved Marion Jones after her races, always gracious, always very positive. She went through this whole, she's still going through this thing with her husband, C.J. Hunter, the drug allegations, and she's really kept a remarkable attitude about everything.
Well, Tom, how do these games compare to other Olympics you've covered and seen?
I give them a thumbs up, definitely. You know, you have your normal problems with transportation. It was cold and rainy at times here. And as I mentioned, drugs, you had the steady news about performance-enhancing drugs, which is an issue that will not go away anytime soon. But when it did come down to sports and the facilities and the atmosphere created by the host country, which Olympic Games ultimately do come down to, it was very good. I mentioned the facilities. The Olympic Park was really the physical heart of these games, and that was a great success. success. Remember walking around it at night, you know, 11 o'clock at night when it was warm out, and thousands of people were walking on these big, wide pedestrian boulevards. You have loudspeakers everywhere piping in music. It was a very festive atmosphere. And there was this real sense that the Olympics were in Sydney, but they had created this separate place for the Games, and that's what really made it special.
NPR's Tom Goldman has been covering the Summer Olympic Games in Sydney. Thanks so much, Tom.
Thank you, Frank.